All right, Brooke, you're going for 8 wins today.
Okay, cool.
And you're going to be playing Emily from Seattle. Hey, Emily.
Hi.
Emily's always nice. Never met a mean Emily. Have you guys?
I don't think I have.
Uh-uh. Emily, is it true?
What's wrong?
Yeah, we're
you?
All nice.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that because no. It says here Emily's a lawyer.
Oh! Oh, Emily. What kind of law do you do?
Criminal defense.
Oh, that you're an important lawyer.
Yeah.
The best kind.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. I'm scared now.
I know. She defends the bad guys,
yeah.
too. So
they're not always bad guys. Some of them have been accused of stuff that didn't actually happen.
Absolutely.
It's important.
Right. I defend innocent people.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Innocent until proven guilty, Jeffrey.
Oh, okay.
Take that to court.
Well, I'm sure that one of us is going to need your help in the very near future, so we're going to keep your number on tap, okay?
I've got you guys.
Okay, thank you. And let's send Brooke out of the studio while we do that. Emily, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Ready?
Yes.
All right. Your time starts now. On this day in 1814, Francis Scott Key wrote what song that went on to become our national anthem?
Star-Spangled Banner.
What popular Halloween candy was originally called chicken feed?
Candy corn.
A figure with 7 sides is called a what?
Pass.
Which continent has hosted the most Olympic Games?
Asia.
At what internal temperature is chicken safe to eat? 145, 155, or 165?
165.
Excellent. All right. Let's bring Brooke back into the studio. And Emily, we always ask this of all of our contestants, but what is one interesting fact that we should know about you?
I've never eaten a hamburger.
Oh my
Wait,
gosh.
What did I just
what?
Walk into?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you from the U.S.?
Were you born a vegetarian?
My mom was a vegetarian growing up, so we didn't have meat in the house. And I don't know, now it's become a thing. It was like my thing that I wrote in my yearbook in high school, and now I just like won't eat it just because it's principle.
Okay, I mean, how do you feel about like salmon burger or a black bean burger? Can you get on board with those?
I can do a vegetarian burger. I can do a chicken burger.
What about an impossible burger? That's not a hamburger.
I haven't had that yet.
Dude, they're pretty good. I love them.
Don't trigger Jeff.
I do love them. I know he hates them, but I love them.
All right, Brooke, it's your turn to answer questions. You ready?
Yeah, I've eaten too many burgers, but yes.
Your time starts now. On this day in 1814, Francis Scott Key wrote what song that went on to become our national anthem?
Star-Spangled Banner.
What popular Halloween candy was originally called chicken feed?
Candy corn.
A figure with 7 sides is called a what?
Septagon.
Which continent has hosted the most Olympic Games?
North America.
At what internal temperature is chicken safe to eat? 145, 155, or 165?
165.
On what planet was Superman born?
Krypton.
We got our answers in. Let's see how you guys did. We're going to go to the scoreboard with Jose.
Fiddle-dee-dee. That will require a tetanus shot.
Bolaños.
I love this. Emily, you never had a burger before, but you played trivia. You got 3 correct.
Ooh, nice work, Woo! Girl.
Pretty darn good. Brooke,
yep.
As you say, eating too many burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Probably has them on the mind now.
Uh-huh.
You got 4 correct.
I'm sorry, Emily. Didn't pull it out today. Let's go over the answers. On this day in 1814, Francis Scott Key wrote the Star-Spangled Banner,
yes.
which went on to become the national anthem. The popular Halloween candy that was originally called chicken feed is candy corn. A figure with 7 sides is called a heptagon.
That's right.
Close.
The continent that's hosted the most Olympic Games is Europe. Europe has done 32 Olympic Games. America is only at 14. The internal temperature that chicken is safe to eat is 165 degrees, and Superman was born on planet Krypton. Good job with that one, Brooke.
Yeah, Brooke.
I'm sorry, no cash today, but just for playing, and this is so ironic.
I know, right?
You won a $25 gift card to McDonald's.
Yeah!
Not planned.
Yeah, totally a coincidence, but hey, you can go there and enjoy maybe some chicken nuggets.
Uh-huh, chicken sandwich, like a grilled chicken sandwich.
Chicken
yeah, get some French fries.
You can get that fish filet.
Or you could just use the drive-thru lane to create your own real-life Mario Kart experience.
Ooh. Fun.
Yeah, that may, you may need a lawyer after that.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
You know some.
They
I'm
get
assuming.
Really upset when you drop bananas all over the drive-thru lane, but hey, it's kind of fun. So thank you so much for playing with us today, Emily.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Congrats, Brooke.
Oh, thanks, Emily. You're nice. Look at Emily's nice.
I know.
Told you.
She really is the nicest.
Right.
If you've committed a crime and need help, definitely call Emily. We'll be back to play Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow.